Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Have a Google smart speaker in your home or office? Just say, hey Google, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's amazing.
And listen to Boston's Home for Sports.
Hi, how are you, honey?
Hello!
This is where Boston talks sports.
I'm overwhelmed.
Toucher and Rich.
You can eat a lot at one sitting.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
I think the thing that with Tatum is that people had elevated him last year to he was the next best thing in the NBA. He was that sandwich. But when he comes back and he has to get into a role of playing behind different guys and not knowing when he's going to get the ball, this is one team that has too much talent. The thing I'll say and put it this way, you have young kids. What happens when you put too much peanut butter on the peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Ain't good no more. It ain't that good, but you can't. You have so much talent on this team that I think that they have to shift it and find a way to get other people involved. You, I thought you'd appreciate that.
I can relate, but I'm a fluff guy.
Well,
I like
marshmallow. That's where you and I will change. Okay, I'm not eating no fluff.
Oh, fluff!
Dude. I hate fluff, man.
Oh, Matt, come on, that's an American.
How many times have you had a peanut butter sandwich and said, "Wow, there's too much peanut butter on this"?
Never too much peanut.
Nope.
Peanut
butter. Never. Which just seems odd.
Pancakes.
Cedric Maxwell, somehow, it all comes back to food.
Yeah, Danny Ainge is the president of basketball operations for the Boston Celtics. He's a man whose team is responsible for Cedric Maxwell having an open microphone to connect with people. Danny Ainge, hello, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How we doing?
I'm a little confused and stunned by the words of Cedric Maxwell, but I'm trying to get back into a rational state of mind.
I'm still trying to figure that one out, too.
Yeah.
That's all right. You play with Bill Walton. You've heard worse.
No doubt.
Yeah, rotten hippie.
So a little news broken last night from Kendrick Perkins at the big, what's it called? The Legends? The big Legends ceremony they had. The Tradition. That's right. And Kendrick Perkins mentioned yesterday that I don't even know who reached out to who, but he says that the two of you guys have been talking about him potentially coming back to the Celtics this year. What conversations have been had and who reached out to who, Danny?
Yeah, Kendrick's agent reached out to me a few weeks back. And I talked with Kendrick last night. I put a call into Mike Zarin, who happened to be sitting with Kendrick and Paul Pierce, so I had a chance to talk to both of them last night.
And what was the conversation?
Kendrick has expressed some interest in coming back. He wants to, you know, play this last year and then I think retire. He's got four kids living in Houston, Texas. I think he wants to get into coaching. When he does hang it up once and for all.
Did that call that he made to you come right around the time Kyrie Irving made the statement about wanting a 14-year veteran to come in and kind of be the guru for the guys on the team?
No.
It did not?
No,
okay.
they were not related, no.
Would he fit that bill as that type of guy, as kind of a veteran presence who might be able to help them through a season?
I don't think it's a good fit for our team right now. I mean, I don't know, you never know what happens during the course of a season, but right now we have a lot of bigs and we have some bigs that we really like that can't even find time for. And so, you know, it's probably not a good fit for us at this moment.
Is he somebody that you would consider, like, in a, or the organization would consider, maybe possibly in a front office position?
I'm a big fan of Kendrick's. Watching him from a chubby 18-year-old coming to the NBA and what he did for in his career and become a leader of a couple different teams and things like that. I'm very proud of Kendrick. He's a good father and husband, and he's a good all-around guy. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, so no.
So what you're saying is
no. I
there's
mean,
nothing
I,
for him.
I don't know.
To give up the dream.
Maybe come take
No, I mean, I'm a big fan of Kendrick's. The answer is I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of qualified people, and I don't know. I mean, I got people that would love to come work in the Celtics front office every year. A lot of guys that I really like that I can't hire. We just don't have room.
Okay, so Danny, can you clarify something for me? And I'm not going to name any specific names, but there is been a lot of talk about this Rose Rule, which kind of came out of nowhere. Not a lot of people knew about it, but you obviously, being the guy who's supposed to know about this, can you explain, if you have somebody like Kyrie Irving on this team, who I believe the restriction is that he signed an extension as a rookie and is making max money, I guess, at that... Can you explain the Rose Rule and whether it would prevent the signing of somebody else in the same position as Kyrie Irving while he's on the team?
Yeah, you can only have one Rose Rule guy on your team at a time. And so that's just where in a rookie contract, if you remember, Derrick Rose was like an MVP of the league. And so there's, you know, in a contract extension, you meet certain requirements of making all NBA and all-star teams and certain criteria, then you fall into this category of the Rose Rule. And you can only have one of those guys on your team at a time while they're under that contract.
So just to put it out there, it would be completely impossible for the Celtics, and I'm not saying you would, but if the Celtics could not trade for Anthony Davis and have him on the team at the same time as Kyrie Irving until Kyrie was on his next contract, correct?
You can't have two Rose Rule players on the team at the same time, right?
Okay, good. Well, that puts that to rest because there was a speculation as to whether or not that actually applied or whether even people even knew what the rule was.
And what's also intact is Rich's consistent questioning of you about Anthony Davis during every interview.
Oh, because it's awesome.
That was a direct question about Anthony Davis, mind you.
But you have to admit that that has been something that has been, like, no one really knows the true answer to. And it was good to get a GM's perspective on it.
It's getting a little bit... the same time.
There's Gorman on Wednesdays, and now Danny Ainge on Thursdays.
It's been a year and a half now.
I mean, it's been a year and a half.
I think about
Danny. I apologize.
I think about Anthony Davis and the Celtics every day, and I'm not exaggerating.
We believe you.
I think about it every day, and how unbelievable it would be.
Well, I think about world peace and how I can help make that happen.
What do you think of Anthony Davis, there, Danny Ainge?
I think about that bunch of plastic that's sitting in the Pacific Ocean.
That's correct.
Trying to prove this world.
All right. Well, Danny, so there was a podcast that came out with Rick Pitino, our favorite human being. And he was saying that he convinced you to sign Terry Rozier and that you called him and there was a very long and strange conversation. Can you kind of clarify what happened there?
Well, I did hear or read some of the excerpts from that podcast yesterday. It's not exactly how I remember it. I mean, I was big as most of all my front office will testify. I was a huge Terry Rozier fan well before I even talked with Rick, but Rick did sell hard on Terry Rozier. And quite honestly, the fact that he played for Rick was a small piece of what I liked about Terry. I think Rick is a fantastic coach. And, but I think that, he certainly didn't convince me to draft Terry Rozier. We were all on it, but I was checking with Rick as a guy that had coached him for 2 years and had recruited him and got his opinion. And he was very high on Terry Rozier. I can, verify that.
All right. I don't know if I've asked you this before, but Danny, I know you have kids and they're grown. But if you had a boy that was going to college right now, is there a particular college coach that you would want him to play for? If he could go anywhere.
Well, I do have a son that's playing college basketball right now at Utah State University.
Well, okay.
Yeah, and I love his college coach there. But, yeah, there's a lot of college coaches I would love my kids to play for, sure.
I'm sorry I didn't know that your son played at Utah State. I
no, that's okay.
I should have known that. Now I'm lost
no,
for the rest
no
of the
worries.
You completely rocked his world,
yeah,
Danny.
Now I feel like I didn't prepare.
He's going to whip himself in the back. And
I wouldn't expect you to know that. It's not a big deal, but yeah, there's a lot of college coaches out there that I have a great deal of respect for that I would love my kids to play for, sure.
All right, so this was a very interesting game against the Pelicans and one that was encouraging because for the first time, probably this season, maybe the second time, they looked like the team we all thought we were getting. There was, from the first minute to the last, there was energy. The team was hitting shots.
Had two of those games. Had one in Atlanta a few nights earlier.
This was better, but the Pelicans one was like a complete game. And Marcus Smart started that game. Is that the reason that the team had that momentum throughout the entirety of the entire game?
You know, I think that obviously I'm not taking anything away from Marcus, but we've been off to great starts all year, and we just haven't been able to sustain the making of the shots. When we make that many threes, we win pretty much every time. And so shooting was a big part of it. Consistency, every time they made a run at us, like, we answered. I thought Al Horford had his best game of the year. I thought he played with great force in that game. And I thought it was the first time that we've had everybody clicking on, you know, we had four or five guys that scored, you know, 15 or more points, and I think four close to 19 and three guys with 20. So a really good balance, and we had good performances out of the whole team. And we really haven't had that many nights where we've been clicking on all cylinders.
It seems like this team plays better when important elements are missing. I know it sounds strange, but it's almost like, and the word clutter's been thrown around a lot lately, you know, the theory that you can have too much talent. The other day, Jaylen Brown was injured, and you know what happened at the end of the playoffs? I mean, obviously, no one wants to play without a guy like Kyrie Irving. But is there something to that, that you can have too much talent at one time and have a difficult way of finding them all to work together?
Yeah, I do think there is. I mean, having too much talent and then trying to make all of them happy, I think, is a challenge. There has to be some sacrifices that are made. And, you know, ultimately, Brad has a really, really hard job. And, you know, all 11 or 12 guys that expect to play and play the role that they want, it's impossible to happen. And so I think that that's a juggling act. And I think that it hasn't been clear cut. There haven't been guys that have just, like, you know, become our number two or number three or number four and have made it obvious yet. Mm-hmm. And consistently, there's been nights where, you know, someone is Jaylen Brown is our second best player that night. And there's nights where Gordon Hayward two nights ago in Atlanta was our second best player. And so I think that, and you know, everybody has Marcus Smart and Terry Rozier. They've all had their moments, but you know, the consistency is what we're looking for. Marcus Morris probably has been our second best player most consistently throughout the year.
Danny, you mentioned Jaylen Brown a couple of times, and obviously the reason Marcus was able to step in is because Jaylen was unable to play. Do you have an injury update on him?
You know, he was still sore. His back was in spasms yesterday, so I don't know exactly where he'll be today. But it's day-to-day. I don't think it's anything long-term, but I'm not sure what his status will be this weekend.
Okay, there is one thing that's kind of been a trend before just this past couple of games, and that is that the Celtics getting burnt by some quicker guards. I mean, these guys are having career games against some of the Celtics guards. What is the reasoning for that? What do you think the problem is there?
Well, first of all, they Trey Burke and Kemba Walker. I mean, those were the two that I think you're probably referring to that had back-to-back good games against us, and they shot the heck out of the ball. But we do switch a lot, and we get our bigger guys matched up with the small guys at times, and it creates mismatches. But we still make them shoot long shots, contested shots, and they made a lot of tough shots.
Are you?
I'm not worried about that, though. Our defense is not our major problem. It's, you know, sometimes it's been a problem late in games. We haven't gotten the stops that we needed to this year. But, you know, we've in big stretches this year, and I think we're one of the top few defensive teams in the league right now, but we've played great defense at times, but we haven't gotten stops when we've needed to. And those have been focuses with Brad. In practice and even in practice yesterday.
And that was one of the cooler things about having Marcus Smart start, because Kyrie didn't have to be the guy defending, you know, the best guy in the court. You could sic Marcus Smart on him, and then it let Kyrie Irving free him up to be more of a playmaker. However, losing that energy off the bench, what would you prefer, having a guy like Marcus Smart start and immediately have that energy and losing it off the bench, or having Marcus Smart in your reserves?
Well, you know, I think both are valuable. I think that Marcus just is a unique player. He brings an element. I mean, offensively, he helps us too. He moves the ball. He's a guy that doesn't need a lot of shots and use up a lot of shots when he's on the court with better players. But Jalen brings us great energy as well. Jalen is the guy that matches up against the best offensive player on the other team most nights. And so Marcus just took into the same guy that Jalen was going to guard. And Jalen has been terrific for us, as you guys know, last year. And he hasn't shot the ball as well this year, but I feel like the game is slowing down for him, and I see great, great strides in him.
A quick question about the schedule, Danny. You guys have played, I think, 21 games in 40 or 41 days, and 13 of your first 21 were on the road. And is it an excuse that you guys have played so many road games? You've been out to the West Coast. It just seems like the schedule wasn't your friend early on, and now things loosen up a little bit.
Well, I mean, it hasn't been easy, but I think it is a little bit of an excuse. We all know we're better, and, you know, and I think that's what I like about this group of guys. Our coaches, you know, have been frustrated that we haven't been able to play better. The players are frustrated that they haven't been able to play better. Everybody knows, but the good news is that they're still together. They're still battling. We had a great practice yesterday. I like the spirit of our team. They're not going to settle for anything but greatness, and I'm very confident that this team is going to find its way.
All right, Danny Ainge, President of Basketball Operations for your Boston Celtics. Thank you so much for the time, sir, as always. And hope you
all right, guys. Have a great day.
Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving over there. Thank you.
No teasing me, or I might have a lawsuit against you guys if I hear once I go off the air that you guys are teasing me.
Can you imagine getting $500,000 because people made fun of you when you were asleep?
Oh, I'm glad there's not microphones where I work.
Yeah, same with me. I mean, this is crazy. We're able to tape too much.
By the way, there are microphones where you work.
Yeah, unfortunately for everyone.
Yeah, right.
All right, thanks, Danny.
See you, man.
All right, guys. See you later.
There you go. Danny Ainge.
That is kind of funny about the Perkins thing. And Perkins was feeling good about himself last night. He's like,
Danny,
you know,
just shot him down.
He's like, you know, it's just not a good fit for our team.
No,
right now.
I don't think so.
Womp, womp.
Well, I think when a player is reaching out to a team on his own, that's probably not a good idea.
How many games did he actually play for the Cavs last year?
He's played one game. He played one game last year and did not play any games the year before.
And picked fights during the postseason.
By the way,
remember he was picking fights with Draymond? Was that who he was?
And remember he had his feet out when the Celtics played Cleveland and a guy tripped over him on the bench. Remember that?
Yep.
Quick question. How old do you think Perkins is?
Oh, God. 31.
Hang on. No, because he started right out of high school.
31.
Right. So
he's been around a while.
I'm going to say 34.
34.
All right.
34.
I'll be listening at 9:30. You get a chance to score tickets to the Patriots-Vikings. We'll revisit something coming up, a very heartwarming event that happened this morning.
And Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Fortnite, which my son is, like, obsessed with. It's the only tactic that we can use to get him to do anything. It's gotten so bad that I've even tried to play it.
Oh.
And, I mean, adults play it.
Well, obviously. Here's one thing, real quick. If you're an adult who's obsessed with Fortnite, I would like to hear from you. 617-779-0985. Because I want to know what it is about that particular game that has people losing their minds. Now, I know that World of Warcraft, when that first came out, that was a huge thing where just you would lose track of time. And we've all played games like that before. In college, it was Doom for me. I would sit down and I would put on music and I would play Doom and I would look down at my clock and realize that I had spent 7 hours playing Doom.
My son, this kid at school was like, got mad at him and he's like, I'm going to get you banned from Fortnite. And he's like, I have the email address of whatever company makes it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? It feels like a $1 billion company.
But, like, but I wonder what's in it, like what it does. Is it because you can never win? You can just move on to something else?
You can play with your friends. You become a part of a battalion. There's a million little things that you can do. I mean, I understand the appeal of it.
But one guy who does love Fortnite, and we learned this throughout the season, was David Price. And there was that whole story about how he had, like, carpal tunnel, and people were asking whether or not it had to do with Fortnite, and he sarcastically answered, sure, I guess no more Fortnite. I don't honestly think that's what led to it, but who knows? But here is David Price is just... So this is him, I guess, two nights ago on Fortnite, like, playing it on Twitch, by the way.
Well, everyone loves Twitch. I mean, everyone... This is, like, what everyone does is that... I'm old. I don't know. I got kids. They somehow film themselves playing.
Yeah, so if you want to watch David Price play Fortnite, you can do that. And every once in a while, he might actually talk about some Red Sox business, including upcoming free agencies. Let's take a listen to David Price playing Fortnite.
Nate eats a hot dog without a bun. You know what, Mike Mitch? That might be true. He is Whole Foods eating, kale salad eating. Or 100. Let me start with 100. Anybody can throw 100 and 101, okay, not 102.
So he's talking about Evaldi.
I don't know if I ever saw Nate throw 102.
Evaldi, while he's busting a cap in some suckers, apparently.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any more of that.
So he's, like, talking, and people are watching him in a headset, and while he's, like, shooting people, he's discussing Nate Evaldi.
Well, there's people that... David Price is a joke on that thing. Ninja and all these guys...
Gordon Hayward's not a joke. Gordon Hayward is like, he's apparently...
He's no ninja.
To people who know, like, well, ninja's ninja. I mean, ninja's
ninja,
the guy.
Ninja does, like, soda commercials now. That is the future of sports. Our kids, when they get older, are going to... This video, I don't think they've completely figured it out.
Fred, I went to that Overwatch League finals, and I told you, that place in Brooklyn sold out. It's the Barclays Center, which is like their TD Garden. Right. That sold out faster than Jay-Z did, and he's from Brooklyn, and it was 15,000 people losing their mind, and it felt like I was in the middle of the Running Man. It was like a Running Man mixed with a foreign movie, because all of a sudden on this big screen, there were all these guys playing on this massive screen that was behind the back, and I had no idea why they were losing their mind from 1 second to the next, because I couldn't tell the difference between 30 seconds beforehand and what was going on now.
Disco ball lights zipping around. Now, I mean, you can see the future. I mean, the way people are going to consume entertainment is via their computers and the way, or electronics that aren't traditional television. And what they're going to do is that they're going to watch people play video games. And there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing. And as long as you're going outside and you know, taking part in something physical, that, I mean, what the hell's the difference? Really, what's the difference between someone playing Fortnite and people watching them and someone watching a baseball game?
Fred, I've said that forever. And I know there's, like, a lot of people, like, crap on, you know, like, oh, what do you do?
They don't see it's
exactly the same thing.
They don't see. If someone's telling you that that's not going to be the future, then they don't know what they're talking about. That is going to be what kids want to watch. My son has probably watched... My daughter's not into it, so I can't speak for every kid. But my son... My daughter just watches people make slime. But my son...
I know what you're talking about.
Has probably watched at most on TV 5 minutes of any sport. And he will watch, if given the opportunity, which is not often, he would watch Fortnite videos just forever. Like, he would just never stop watching them. And that's what
he does.
Does
he rock the headset?
He has a headset.
Did you look through the settings and make sure there wasn't, like, some creeper on the other end of it?
I know for a fact that he plays with his friends because I can hear him talking, and he's talking to his friends.
Has anybody ever had, like, their kid do it and then realize there was some weirdo on the other end?
Who knows? I don't know. Because then I made the this is all boring to people, but I made the settings to children settings, but then he couldn't even get on Fortnite. So then he's bothering me the whole time. So I don't know what to do. So I'm trying to play it. So I can, he doesn't play it during the week, but I mean, he gets up on Saturday mornings at 5:30 in the morning and just starts playing Fortnite. I mean, it's ridiculous. And his friends are all on it. Like, they're all on it. It's not just him. There's like 20 kids on it at all times. If you'd be like 6:30 in the morning, I'll get up to take a pee. And then, Christian, no, go over here. And then you're like, oh.
It was like when we used to play Leisure Suit Larry when we were kids.
I had Leisure Suit Larry, and then it...
No, you didn't. Nobody had Leisure Suit Larry.
Oh, I did. I swear to God, and really? It crapped out.
Okay. That was the one game that you knew existed, but nobody had.
Oh, yeah, my mom bought it for me.
Leisure Suit Larry was just a guy trying to get laid, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was stupid. And then it crapped out. Like, I had an Apple IIe, and then it just stopped working.
I thought there was a game that just, like...
I had the 2 Plus. I never had that game.
No, I had Leisure Suit Larry. What did my mom care? Car number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 6179. But the only thing my mother wouldn't let me buy is that album by the Jay Giles Band.
Because it had Blank on the Wall.
Which is the most random thing. I mean, I was listening to stuff that, oh my God. Caller number 10 right now, and look at how I turned out. Caller number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group. I'm a terrible father. Caller number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to see the Patriots take on the Vikings this Sunday afternoon at Gillette Stadium. So we have that going for you. And then I do want to revisit something that happened earlier in the show. Here are the headlines. 98.5,
the Sports Hub. Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, the stack is brought to you by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, we had on a favorite, and if you don't like what we're doing, then you have no soul. You have no soul. Mark Jamelli, Nick Jamelli's dad.
Mark Jamelli!
Is one of the most happy people on the planet.
I love meatballs.
Ha ha!
You are a dick, you.
So, you know, he has 3 recliners in his home.
They're all older, and they're all like, I mean, he spends more time in a recliner than anyone I've ever known. He sleeps, for 40 years, he has slept in a recliner. He doesn't sleep in bed.
He has 3 of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a little crazy.
So he can move from one to the next.
He's in a one-bedroom apartment in North End. He has 3 recliners. But he had mentioned to us he wanted a 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks to the good people at Bernie and Phil's, on Monday afternoon, he's going to have an opportunity to go and test several recliners and pick the one he likes the best.
We are having a limo pick him up in the North End, and he and Nick are heading.
How hard can you get sales? Just get a limo company now. Like, just make one call.
That would be nice. If you could, that would be great.
I mean, how hard is it? I mean, what, you're asking a guy for 2 hours of his time.
Sure. And Nick and his father will be taking a limo to the old Bernie and Phil's and picking out a recliner because, damn it, he deserves a great Christmas. It's a recliner Christmas for Mr. Mark Jamelli.
Mark Jamelli is a recliner Christmas. Meatballs everywhere.
I love meatballs.
The prettiest sight to see is the recliner that will be sitting next to my other 3.
3 recliners.
That's right, 3 recliners.
Yeah,
one,
but
two,
he said
3.
He wanted a 4th, and... overcome with emotion, Rich, today.
He was. I mean, he got very excited. You know,
yeah. I'll be in a limo, and I won't even be a funeral. That's fantastic.
That's right. It's the first limo he'll be in that didn't involve going to see somebody who's dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he was excited, you know.
To go to Bernie and Phil's, wow. That's like a dream come true.
It's like a dream come true. What?
Yeah, he has a... That's okay. Bernie Phil's is great.
Mark Jamelli's got a new recliner. A chair whose cushions he'll sleep up above.
I sleep on a recliner.
You gotta remember when you make a meatball.
All the meatballs will go.
The number one ingredient is love.
You gotta put a lot of love in it when you make the meatball.
And we learned that Nick likes to make fart noises at the Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, Nick is so funny. He sticks his hand under his arm and makes fart
noise.
It's unbelievable. I just want all my neighbors to see me getting into a limo.
That's right. He started crying.
He did.
He was so excited.
I wonder if he'll wear a tuxedo to Bernie and Phil's.
Oh, how great would that be?
Like, I got to get dolled up. I'm going to Saugus.
By the way, we maybe should kind of keep things on the down low on the specifics, because we've had listeners saying we want to be there when this happens.
Right, there's nothing wrong.
Can you
with
imagine
that.
There was like a huge mob of
there's
people
nothing wrong. He's
waiting
going,
for
he's
Mark
going to Bernie's Phil's and Saugus? Pick up a recliner of your own.
He is.
Hi, you are a dick.
My name is Mark
Chagall. Fantastic. It's at 3 o'clock. I have my first Manhattan.
Go Red Sox.
I'm going to throw a theory out there, because he can have his pick of like all these recliners, and they suggested one. Now, he's under no obligation to take it, but it has like vibrating and lumbar support and stuff. I think he rejects the technology.
He wants just old school. Like
I know, I think
a chair that kicks.
I'm with you
there. Wants the wooden handle that pulls it back.
Like he wants luxury, but I don't know if he's going to want all the bells and whistles.
He doesn't want the heater. Imagine on those like cold nights in the North End with that blue light that comes into his window.
The blue light is the best feature of the house.
He does like.
I like to watch the people come and go through the parking garage.
He loves that view he has. But yeah, I mean, you wouldn't think that on those cold nights he wouldn't want the little warmer on there by any chance.
I can't speak for Mark Cimelli. I mean, it's going to be an assault on the senses for him. I mean,
all right. So you are a Lightnings fan?
Oh, that's not the right thing.
The Lightnings.
He is going to like. It's going to be an assault to the senses. I mean, he's going to be like a pig in crap. I mean, he's going to go in there and he's going, I can have one of these.
I can't wait. I can't wait. And it was pure happiness to the point where he was crying, and that makes me happy.
And so I had one demand, and that was we are to never see his face.
Okay, that's a Fred thing. Me, I think I could be fine. However,
I don't want the audience to see his face.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're not going to put out a picture of it.
It's like when the guy revealed he was dad boner. I don't need that.
Yeah, right. No, it will be like Wilson from Home Improvement.
Yes.
And I think that when the filming is going to be done, you're just going to see either, a Manhattan walking around a hand with a Manhattan or Nick wants to just like black out, like, do like a black circle.
Nick just doesn't want any of this to happen. He's so jealous of his father. He's puzzled and jealous.
It is kind of funny because people go up to Nick and say, all right, are you Nick on the radio?
Well, the sales yesterday was someone from Bernie and Phil's. They were saying like, everyone goes, do you know Mark Cimelli?
No meatballs tonight.
Okay, well, I guess not.
Well, you got to prepare the meal for 3 days.
To go to Bernie and Phil's, wow. That's like a dream come true.
I think that's their new logo. They should do that because have they gotten rid of the quality, comfort, and price? I don't think they have it in the commercials.
Well, time for a new slogan.
So that's it.
He's going to be the new voice, him and Nick, of Bernie and Phil.
That's not a joke, by the way. He is going to be the new endorser for Bernie and Phil.
And I want Mark to get 100% of the money. So, and Nick to be left with nothing. But maybe they let him write his own copy.
I went to Bernie. Oh, I can't even tell you. Bernie and Phil's. I mean, come on.
Meatballs.
It'd be the best.
You
are a dick.
My name is Mark Chagall.
Fantastic. It's at 3 o'clock. I have my first Manhattan.
Go Red Sox.
The best is I have this great view because Nick is right over your shoulder. I can see his face while you are talking about his father. And it's the half smile, half, half angry head shake. Yeah, it's really great to watch the byplay that he can't say anything and he's making faces behind your back.
I want Nick.
What if he gets like recliner crazy? And he just like
starts foaming at the mouth.
No, he just starts going,
so many recliners.
All right, four recliners. Now five recliners. And pretty soon it's like an episode of Hoarders.
And he just turns into the chili guy all of a sudden.
Yeah,
in front of him.
He's like, four recliners. No,
never,
never four recliners. Saugus, Bernie and Phil's. Five recliners.
You know
never.
You know what else is in Saugus? I mean, he could always do a swing by. You know, there's also a certain Wong man out there.
But they don't need that. Wong gets enough publicity.
He does.
He doesn't need Nick Cimelli makes his own food. He doesn't need any help in that department. They won't even be with Sarge when Sarge, there's no charge.
Yeah, no charge with the Sarge, yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to that. So that's going to be Monday after the show. Nick will be going out there with his dad. And then Tuesday, we will have the audio of a man who is, can't get any happier than that. Can't get any happier.
No. This is the best Christmas ever.
To go to Bernie and Phil's, wow. That's like a dream come true.
It really is.
It is. We all have dreams.
Mark Jamelli is a recliner Christmas. Meeples everywhere.
I love meeples.
The prettiest sight to see is the recliner that will be sitting next to my other three.
Three reclines.
Somebody said, would you put it on Twitch? And then I would say, I don't think I would know how to do that. And remember, no faces. There's not gonna be.
I never want to meet Mark Jamelli. No, and there's no offense to him. It's like, I put it like this, is that if you've, like, say there's a series of books, like John likes the Spencer for Hire books.
Yep.
And then there's a movie or a TV show, Spencer for Hire.
There was.
I know there. Yeah. But it probably takes away from the experience because now what you've envisioned in your head.
But what if it's even better than what you think it is?
There's no way. Because I can now, I have a picture of Mark Jamelli in my head, and I don't. It's never worked. It's never been better. Meeting someone or seeing them, seeing what they look like on radio has never been a good idea.
Chili Guy.
Chili Guy didn't matter. I mean, Chili Guy was. Chili Guy kind of came with. You just saw him. I mean, there's no avoiding him.
There's been a big run up to this one. I understand.
If I saw the I never would like to see the faster guy.
It didn't ruin Guy from Machine.
Yeah, but that's different. Like Guy from Machine, I could have pictured him.
Okay.
I mean, you knew the chances are he was a fit African-American man. I mean, he works at the gay bar. I don't think they let too many people that are, you know, they want to have a pretty good image, you know. So, there you go.
I wanted to go with them, and I said no because I wanted to be able to ask the questions that the listeners would be asking. Like, what's going on? I don't want to just assume that people knew what was happening because I was there.
Well, and him and Nick have that, you know, they have a small connection.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at CambridgeSavings.com/hub. That's HUB. Member FDIC.